Simon Shim Ayin, Siv Vav. Machaber discusses someone, he has five wives, which was, I guess, common in the olden days, and he has five servants, which the Berurah says servants of Navdavka, could be any people who work for him, five employees, five Masharsim, and they all Makaba pras from him. They all get food from him, and they all take it home and eat in their house. Or a similar case, if a Talmud who gets food from his Rebbe comes to learn by his Rebbe, and he gets food from him, but he takes it home and eats in his own house. So the Machaber says that if these are the only batim in the chotzer, there's no one else living in the chotzer, they don't aser on each other. Similar to what we had in the previous sif of hay by the brothers, by the father, that if they all eat by the father, they never aser on each other. But if they each take their own food home, they do aser on each other. However, if they're the only ones in this chotzer, there's no other batim in the chotzer besides the brothers and the father. Or in our sif, there's no other batim in the chotzer besides these various ladies and their husband, or besides these workers and their boss, their odin, their master, so they don't aser on each other. However, if there's other batim in the chotzer, and you have to participate in Erev Chatzeres together with this other batim, then they are considered separate, and each one has to participate individually in the Erev Chatzeres with the other people. However, if the Erev Chatzeres is being kept by this husband of all the wives, or by this master, or even is being kept by any of the wives' houses or any of the avadim's houses, so then, since the Erev is being kept by them, the one who the Erev is by does not have to participate, does not have to give pass for the heir, like we said in the previous sif, because the whole idea is the Ogun Sak, the Dar, living by him, he's for sure living by him. And so too, the other wives and the husband, or the other Avadim and the master, do not have to participate in the heir. Only if there's other Batim in the Chatzim, and the heir is being kept in the house of one of the other people, so then each one has to participate individually. So again, both by the siblings, or by the various co-wives, or by the various Avadim, the same master, if they're eating together in the same house, then there's no need for heir of Chatzeres, the Ogun Sak, one altogether. If there's other people in the chatzer and they're each eating their own house, and the heir is kept by the others, then each have to participate individually. However, if the heir is being kept by one of them, or if they're the only ones in the chatzer altogether, then there's no need for them to participate in Erev Chatzeres. They're all considered like one. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that anybody who stam gives pras to his friend, he gives him supplies of food, they're considered like two. The fact that one's giving food to the other doesn't make a difference. Only here with his relationship with brothers, our son's the same father, wives the same husband, avadim or resharsim, the same master, the same boss, that's when they consider like one together. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says you have 10 houses, one inside each other, and you have to go through the next one to get to the all the way out to the gate, to get out to the chatzer. So this is a concept that we had previously already. Also, we had this by the people who stayed in the Traklin earlier in the Siman, that most of them are not Mechliv and Chatzeres, because they're just a Beishar for the people who are passing through their bayis to get to the chatzer. Only the innermost two have to have Erev Chatzeres. The innermost one, because he's not a Beishar, no one's going through his room, so to speak, through his bayis. And the next one also, he's only a Beishar for that yachid, for that individual. So Mela, he's also not considered a Beishar, he's considered a full-fledged bayis. But everyone beyond the first two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, etc., all the way to the end, all the way to the 10th one, whoever may it is, since people are going through their bayis, through their room or their house, in order to get to the outside, to get to the chatzer, they're considered a Beishar, not a proper dira, therefore they're not Mechliv in Erev Chatzeres.